first parak of Shabbos Mishnah Ches. We'll continue halachas that the Shabbos Hill disagreed on in respect of Shabbos. The Shammai Oymim and Noisim Oyes La'abdom. A person should not give hides to a tanner or somebody that processes hides, even though this person is giving to a goy, and you're giving to him before Shabbos. But also, you have to give to him in a fashion that he will finish his work before Shabbos, because once again, he's concerned that people see this goy working on these hides on Shabbos, it will look like the Jew told him to do it on Shabbos. So, you also now give your garments to a laundromat. According to the Shammai, like the Shammai, and Bajan. So, kids, according to the Shammai, you now give your clothing to the laundromat unless you know they're going to finish it before Shabbos, because we have this shash that it looks like you told them to work on Shabbos. So, the Kulan, Betil, Matim, Imash, Shemesh. All these cases he'll permit, even if you gave it to him Friday afternoon right before Shabbos. Now, this is obviously only Mitzvah Gzeira, that if you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, then you don't have to be concerned that he'll do it on Shabbos. But everybody agrees that if you tell the guy to do it on Shabbos, it's also similarly, if you give them right before Shabbos and you say immediately after Shabbos I have an occasion, I want to pick it up, even though you didn't say the word do it on Shabbos, it's implied that, from your actions and what you're telling them that you should do it on Shabbos, that is also. But if you don't make it up, you can pick it up sometime Sunday afternoon, you don't have to be concerned that maybe you'll do it on Shabbos, it's permitted.